According to Schrödinger and common sense, the cat is either dead or alive, depending on whether or not there has been a radioactive decay. But according to Bohr and his followers, the realm of the subatomic is an Alice in Wonderland sort of place, because only an act of observation can decide if there has been a decay or not. It is only this observation that determines whether the cat is dead or alive. Until then, the cat is consigned to quantum purgatory, a superposition of states in which it is neither dead nor alive. Although he chided Schrödinger for choosing to publish in a German journal while there remained German scientists prepared to tolerate the Nazi regime, Einstein was delighted. "The cat shows," he told Schrödinger, "that we agree completely with respect to the character of the present theory. A wave function that contains a living and a dead cat cannot be considered to describe a real state." Years later, in 1950, Einstein inadvertently blew up the cat, as he forgot that it was he who devised the exploding gunpowder keg. Writing to Schrödinger about contemporary physicists, he could not conceal his dismay at their insistence that the quantum theory provides a description of reality, and even a complete description. "Such an interpretation," Einstein told Schrödinger, "was refuted most elegantly by your system of radioactive atom plus Geiger counter plus amplifier plus charge of gunpowder plus cat in a box, in which the wave function of the system contains the cat both alive and blown to bits." Schrödinger's famous feline thought experiment also highlighted the difficulty of where to draw the line between the measuring apparatus, which is part of the macro world of the everyday, and the object being measured, which is part of the micro world of the quantum. For Bohr, there was no sharp cut between the classical and quantum worlds. To explain his point about the unbreakable bond between observer and observed, Bohr offered the example of a blind man with a cane. Where, he asked, was the break between the blind man and the unseen world in which he lived?